This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. The city of Juneau is expecting more than 1.4 million cruise ship passengers next year. With more and more cruise ship tourists coming, the Alaska Heritage Institute decided to hire cultural interpreters to help guide visitors through Southeast Alaska Native culture. KTOO's Ryan Cunningham tells us how they explain their history, their culture, their existence to someone who just got off of a cruise ship.
As a cultural interpreter for Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, John Lawrence tries to answer any questions people might have. Questions like, what's that thing on the wall? Or what kind of paint did they use on that thing?
Number one is about the paint. You know, how did they get the paint back in the olden days?
John spends most of his day welcoming people into the visitor center and just striking up conversations as folks check out all the exhibits. He starts chatting up a couple of visitors looking at this coffee table size interactive touchscreen.
Where are you folks from?
New York.
Oh, you're not going to like my Boston Red Sox World Series ring.
The New Yorkers are Arlene and Stuart Colbert. They both seem genuinely interested in learning more about Alaska Native history and culture. Arlene tells John that not many others on their cruise ship shared their interest, which bummed them out a little.
Is this your first trip to Alaska?
Yes. First trip on a cruise.
On a cruise?
Yeah.
All right. What do you think so far?
So far, so good.
What do you think of the weather?
Oh, my God.
We brought the weather to you.
But we didn't see any animals.
Not yet?
No, we really went to
John is good at this, right? Like, he's a good listener, he has a good sense of humor, and in a manner of speaking, he speaks the visitor's language. And he says it's one of his favorite jobs he's ever had. In fact, he really only has one complaint about his summer gig.
Standing on my feet all day, my feet are barking right now. That's the only part I don't like.
This past summer was just John's second year on the job, but the cultural tourism industry has been around for a while now. Sea Alaska Heritage Institute opened its new cultural facility in downtown Juneau about 4 years ago. Rosita Worrell is the institute's president. She says more and more curious visitors were wandering in. That meant they needed more people on hand to help explain things.
People like John Lawrence, who are knowledgeable about our culture, greeting people at the door, introducing them to our clan house, the exhibits.
But how do these interpreters deal with an outsider's ignorance, especially when they have questions about things bigger than paint?
I remember somebody asking me once, you know, how come you don't get angry? And how come you don't get angry at the insensitive ways that you're treated? And we do get angry, but we can't let it, you know, we can't let it overcome us. And so we've had, you know, had to learn how to deal with it.
To some degree, that's a struggle any Alaska Native in Juneau faces when tourists come to town. They're introducing a whole new history and culture and heritage to someone who's just fresh off the boat and is hanging around Juneau for a couple of hours. That's what John Lawrence does. He does it like it's his job, because it is his job.
That's an excellent question, my friend.
Okay.
All right.
Reporting from Juneau, I'm Ryan Cunningham.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.